Hey,
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Truth Media Network. This is Scarlett Butler, your co-host. And tonight, just something to talk about. Picture this. You're on stage and you have a teleprompter and you're reading a speech. And then you pause. But instead of pausing, you say the word pause. Has anybody ever done that out there? Well, we know someone who did. And now, let's bring our host on from The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People, Joe Goldner.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People Media Network. You can check us out on our website, thetruthisthetruth.net. We're in about 140 countries worldwide. We want to thank everybody that was listening to our last three major shows that we had, from John Schneider to Brian Nadell to J.D. Wilson. We had three excellent guests on. You can look us up on our archives on Block Talk Radio. All you have to do is go to The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show, and click on the archives to listen to the interviews. Really good. And I want to thank everyone that's listening to that show. As we were getting on the year, another left-wing think tank state is trying to go after Trump. Just breaking over the last few minutes, Michigan in the delegate case the delegates that you have. We got the electoral college. They have delegates each one. You got and this. And you actually have opposing delegates by law. You could do that, But in Michigan, they're trying to have election kind of interference type of thing. And so they just listed Trump as an unindicted, means he cannot be indicted, but they listed as an unindicted co-conspirator in the in that case in Michigan. So it's another one that's coming around.
You can't get the horse before the cart.
Yeah. So what it is that they're trying, first of all, every state, it's been done every year, every election, you have the Republicans have their own delegates to the Electoral College, and the Democrats have their own, and it's up to the state to have them voted in, which I was based on the voting of the state. Since there's controversy in Michigan, because there was this election fraud, they started to, so we actually had delegates put us at Electoral College as point out for Trump and also for Biden, which is legit, it's legal. But of course, the left were trying to make laws up as they go. It's not going to fly anyway. Tomorrow, the Supreme Court is going to take the immunity clause up, and that will be the end of that. The other thing is, to prevent this garbage, the RNC, Lara Trump, has announced that the RNC in every polling will have an RNC members in every polling counting the ballots, and we'll have security in there. If they give any hassles and stuff, we'll eliminate the competition. There is not going to be any steal this time around because we are watching and counting the ballots ourselves to make sure it's legit. And we also have legal people around to make sure that that's, and we have law enforcement around to handle any kind of problem. If they try to cause problems, they will be handled. If they resist, they'll be eliminated. That'll be the end of that stuff.
Okay.
And so now the RNC is actually stepping up and doing what they got. They hired now almost 500,000 people to do this. And by the time election comes into effect, we have several million around the country in all 50 states to make sure that the ballots are counted legitimately. So that's a big thing there. And so that's the big thing that came over in the last couple of hours from Lara Trump.
So Gretchen Whitmer violated the Constitution. Would that be correct?
Yeah, she's got, Gretchen Whitmer's been violating the Constitution. Same thing with
Traitor.
They're all going to go. We're going to do all these people come January 20. Will be arrested and sent to Gitmo for tribunal, trial there, and trial for treason, and hung if they found guilty.
Yep.
That's it.
Yeah.
There is no evidence of doubt. You know. Also, the other breaking news this morning is if you live in California, and we were talking when I was with Nick earlier in the day, we were talking about that, about gas around the prices. It's $7.29 per gallon in California. That's $7.29. It's $4.50 in Arizona and a bunch of other areas. In Wisconsin, it's about a little less than $4. It's about $3.60. And same down here in South Florida, it's around $3.60, $3.70. But gas prices are going up. The oil per gallon is going up. So you're going to see that as we head towards Election Day. And don't forget, Election Day, it's in November, which means in some parts of the country, it's going to be cold, and you're going to need heating oil. And you'll see, and the people are going to really price up. And then, of course, the price of goods are going up left and right. The economy is the number one. That and immigration and law enforcement, the criminal activities, and crime is a big thing. So that's a big thing there. Scarlett, what do you got to say?
I want November 5th already.
You know,
I do. You know what? I'm going to go grocery shopping tomorrow. I haven't gone in a week. And I bet you prices went up. I'm in anticipation of it. you know. And
we're
getting eaten up, eaten, swallowed up. It's not even eaten. We're getting swallowed, you know. And they live happy, these people. Day's coming. Please tell me that these people will be handled.
Yes, they will.
Leon Panetta, Clapper, Brenner, Lerner, Rice, Jared. See, I remember who they are. Boulder. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Enough. And seriously. Oh, James Carville. He's a player. He actually wished Trump to be killed.
There's
okay?
Well, they wanted to set that up, but that kind of fell apart this week when the judge announced that he's not going to jail Trump, the one that's in the case with this Stormy Daniels and the other stuff. Because he had an opportunity because of gag order violations. So he said, I'm not going to jail him, because he knows if he puts him in jail, it's an automatic win to the White House.
That'll
be the end of the Democrat Party.
If you put him in jail, they'll kill him.
Also, the other thing is that they know that the Secret Service would not allow that to happen.
Murkan and his daughter's life will be worth nothing.
That's right.
The left's life will be worth nothing.
They were told that if they do anything like that, it will be the end of the Democrat Party. But, you know, people live in glass houses, yep. Shouldn't be throwing stones. And when minutes after they try that, both the judge and his daughter will be arrested for treason and taken care of. And that's another thing. And they know it. They've been notified. And same thing with Bragg and all those people. You see all kinds of stuff going on. Meanwhile, they should hang it. No, Bragg should concentrate. Bragg is responsible for everything that's going on in Manhattan. He is New York County District Attorney. That's what Bragg is. Where is he with all the riots that's going on in Columbia, in NYU, down to near 1PP, and elsewhere? Where is he? Nowhere to be found. And meanwhile, there's all kinds of stuff going on. But the NYPD decided to take over and started to do the thing.
He's an anti-Semitic goon. He's an anti-Semitic goon.
The other thing is...
No respect.
Mike Johnson decided, the speaker decided to come down to Columbia, and he got lambasted.
How he had the audacity to give all that money out when he was told he didn't want him to. He has no respect for us, the American people, meaning us. Okay? And I'm telling you, the MAGA movement, us, the Patriots, the Sons of Liberties, we're done with these idiots. I'm telling you.
Arizona Grand Jury has handed up charges against key Trump allies, including Rudy Giuliani and Mark Meadows, for attempting to prevent lawful transfer of power from then-President Trump to Joe Biden in Arizona. That's another state that's left-wing. That's just breaking.
Yeah. So they're starting shit there? Are they gonna
arrest
Trump
there?
So they're going to bring charges against Trump there? Oh, yes, they are.
Mike Johnson, GOP lawmakers, were heckled at combative Columbia event. I always started to tell you that.
They're getting away. Well, they're not getting away with it.
They're not.
But we're not. We haven't shut them down yet. They need to be shut down.
Yeah.
It's not
also,
helping.
It's not helping anybody. It's except for Trump. And another week, another class of ballot chasers. This is Charlie Kirk and his people, Turning Point. Turning Point Action is putting boots on the ground in Arizona, Wisconsin, and now Michigan. We are chasing low propensity voters because Election Day is now Election Month, and we plan on maximizing every second of it. Onward and upward.
They're going to sign up and make it big. It's the people. They're not listening to the people.
Yeah, they're working with the people.
The people are the ones they should really be listening to. Okay? They're going to lose their seats.
Yeah, the other big thing is Missouri House passes measure to defund Planned Parenthood. Bill heads to governor's desk, which will sign it. Meanwhile, Project Veritas, Planned Parenthood abortion trafficking investigation reference in House debate. This is all done here in Missouri. Representative Massey Christensen said Wednesday this should not be going on. Following Veritas' investigation, Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey filed a lawsuit in February accusing Planned Parenthood of illegal taking minors into Kansas to obtain abortions without parental consent.
Are they allowed to do that?
No. Yeah, they're not. What it is is that the Planned Parenthood are going to kids and say, you can have abortion, just don't tell your parents, and we'll take you to a state that gives it to you without parental consent. And that's what they're doing until Planned Parenthood is being taken care of now.
How do they know the parents wouldn't agree to it?
First, the parents, if they agreed to it, they would have drove them over to Kansas or another state to get it done.
How do they know if the kid's pregnant? Do they know?
I would assume no if you're showing.
So why don't these kids carry the baby the full term and give it up for adoption?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Why kill a human being? Agenda 21. They have no respect for life. They have no respect for themselves. What's with the schools and the pro-Hamas shit?
Okay, that's still going on right now. It's expanding around. Someone posted the other day, said, Antifa, BLM, and the pro-Palestinian. And I said, they're all the same. They're the same people.
Yeah.
George Soros owns them. That's coming from George Soros and Obama. They're controlling
it.
They're trying to undercut this country. It's this whole part of destroying this country. As a guy said on the phone earlier today, this country has become third world. And we need to change things. And we need to get Trump in as soon as we can. And stuff like that. We can't afford to have Biden and the Democrats four more years. And that's what it is. It's all to destroy America as we know it.
Not in every state.
We're trying.
Not in every state.
Now, here's something that's really disgusting. A federal judge has ruled that North Carolina must allow fellas to vote on the grounds that he is discriminatory to not to let the criminal help make the laws. This decision is flagrantly against the Constitution, but odds are good it will remain in force long enough to try and swing North Carolina election results. No, it's not. It's being appealed. It'll probably be overturned by tomorrow or the next day. The left is happy to let criminals
of
foreign rule.
When they gave up their rights, when they were found guilty.
And that's it. Also, breaking early in the day, pro-Hamas protesters have executed a takeover of Harvard Yard. Harvard Yard in Massachusetts is something that it shows how bad these things are. What the police need to do is to take them out. Or the National Guard just eliminate the stuff. These are terrorists. That's all they are.
You want to know how you do it? You have helicopters fly over and dust them with ether and put them to sleep and then take them and put them somewhere.
Yeah. This is 2024's version of BLM. It's aimed squarely at Joe Biden and the elite left. The power isn't going anywhere of the Democrats.
Don't you think that's a good idea? Nobody gets hurt. Put them asleep and put them on a cargo ship and put them somewhere in the middle of the water and leave them there.
Yeah. Also, things are going great in New York. Marble for final legal starts swinging bats, belts, and traffic cones at each other in front of Midtown Hotel that's been converted
to no gas. Put them on a cargo ship with no gas and leave them there.
Yeah.
I have interesting ideas, don't I?
Yeah. But now listen up, Gen Z. The Democrats and Joe Biden just took away your TikTok. You got a certain amount of time. If they don't sell out and get away from the CCP, that's the Communist Chinese Party, Chinese Communist Party, TikTok will no longer be allowed in this country. So all your Gen Z people, you can thank Biden and the Democrats for losing your Gen Z.
That makes no sense because Biden is making the bucks. Why would he antagonize?
I don't know, but that's what's going on there.
Okay. Farm. Is that like standing up at a teleprompter and reading a speech? And it says pause, and you say pause.
And it says, not only did he say pause, he goes four more years. You're at the whole thing there. That show was orchestrated. That show, the whole thing was orchestrated.
Yeah, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah, the White House is preparing to declare a climate emergency, unlocking vast new presidential powers.
Hold it. How about it's a state of emergency. No, it's a country of emergency. Climate change. I'm serious.
Yeah. Unlocking vast presidential powers. What new powers would Joe Biden have? The ability to control how we are able to sell fossil fuels, and we're able to export, and we're able to send it to different parts of the world. But that's not all the president can do. The president can do a lot to bolster up the manufacture of clean technologies. If you're not terrified by Joe Biden's new powers, you're not paying attention.
Who gave him the powers?
I don't know.
Well, he just can't just give himself power, can he?
No.
So,
he's trying to become, he is a dictator. By the way, I don't know if you saw the picture of, if you're wondering why AOC.
Obama's a dictator. Obama.
Yeah.
Biden is just a puppet with a title. And money.
If you're wondering why AOC was holding hands with Joe Biden, why she keeps playing ball with congressional leadership, including Mike Johnson, it's because she just got the Green New Deal. Joe Biden just announced a climate court, 20,000 new federal agents to police and terrorize the oil industry, the auto industry, and every small business across America.
Where are you getting the money?
That's probably part of the $1.3 trillion deal, whatever that was.
That Mike Johnson fucked us.
No, the one before. Yeah. These new feds who focus on conservation, green energy, and environmental justice. In other words, they'll be coming after you, your car, and your business. Speaker Johnson couldn't have stopped this.
I don't own a car. I don't give a shit. I have an electric stove. I don't give a shit. Sorry, I got other things to think about this goofy shit. That's the least of our bullshit. Okay, what's important is that President Trump, now that is our main focus. He gets elected. That is all that matters.
Morning cocktail poll has economic wise put Trump ahead in 6 swing states.
You cannot get the Senate to do an impeachment, even on Mayorkas. They violate the Constitution. There is, in their heads, there is no Constitution. So you either take the fuckers out or wait until November. Until then, they're just going to do what they want. This is no rules hasting shit. Get it? Okay. Just like the judges. The judges.
We got a call.
Whitmer,
We have a caller. Let me take the call. Yep. Caller, what is your question and what would you like to discuss?
Yes, hi. How are you tonight, my friend?
How are you doing?
We're good. How you doing?
Pretty good. This is Brother Mike. Yes, so. And
okay.
I want to know, okay, you know there is no political solution to today's problems in United States of America.
No.
We know that.
No.
Right. And so can you tell me, so are you, supportive of Trump, or are you Biden, or what? Can you first you tell me? Then I have
the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People, a media network, a both radio show and the podcast has officially endorsed Trump for president because he has fixed this country 4 years ago. He could do it again. He's strong. He's not weak. We will have peace all over the country, all over the world. Under him, we had no wars going. In fact, we have troops coming home. We had inflation was like under 2%. It was like 1.5, 1.6. Prices are cheaper. The borders were secure. Crimes were going down, except for BLM and the Antifa, but that's all because Obama controls and George Soros. And we didn't have the stuff that's going on with pro-Palestinian, okay, or pro-terrorists, Hamas stuff, people stuff. We have pretty good all the way around. And even the black and Hispanic communities, they were thriving under Trump. They're having a hard time now. Everybody's having a hard time under Biden. And weakness caused us to have wars. So overall, we have endorsed Trump.
Okay, no problem. I am a neutral as a journalist. I have to be neutral as possible, and I respect your what you believe in. So that's fine with me. I am neutral as possible, and so my questions now start. These Palestinians that they are all going into the colleges, I mean, they keep saying, hands of Iran, hands of Palestine, etc. I mean, these people, first of all, to me, they are a bunch of really bad people, because they have no right to make our universities to be closed, and our National Guard, all National Guards from Los Angeles to Oregon to Washington to Chicago, New York, all the famous ones, pretty much the whole country is in a state of emergency right now. And so they're caused by the Palestinians that we allow them to come here. And we thought that they love our Constitution, but it seems they don't love our Constitution. Am I right or wrong?
No, you're right. You're right on that. There's a multi-answer to your question. First of all, if you notice that all the cities areas that you mentioned are run by Democrats all the way around. But Massachusetts now, you got Harvard Yard, and you have in Austin, Texas, which is, even though Texas is a Republican, a red state, Austin is the bluest of the area. That is, and Houston, even Houston, but Houston's starting to change a little bit more purple. But the thing is, these people are organized. They're not spontaneous by any means, and they're not peaceful by any means. Somebody's controlling it, and it's coming out of the monies from Iran, by a man,
yeah. Iran. Iran is interfering into domestic affairs of United States now. I mean, we must nuke Ayatollah's forces. And let Iranian people get the freedom back once again. And remember, when news agency tells you Iran attack Israel, you must replace it by Ayatollah in your mind.
Right.
Please. Because
yeah.
then it makes more sense. Because Iranian people did not attack Israel. Iran.
No. The Iranian people, the people in Iran, they don't support the mullahs. And when Trump was in office, he had the mullahs on the ropes. They were bankrupt, literally. They were between all the freezes and all the things that they did, and they actually caused a problem for Iran, and they almost went belly up. And if the election wasn't stolen by Obama and the Democrats, none of this would be going on. But Iran is the one that's funding the money, along with Obama, George Soros, and the Democrat Party. Biden is just a puppet. But all of them are working in conjunction to undermine this country and this war and the world. And that's the way. That's what's happening. That's why November is very important. We need to change things fast. Now, as far I would do is, well, Scarlett would take a helicopter, put sleeping gas or ether, fly it down on these kids and then pick them up and dump them somewhere. I would do what the NYPD did the other day at when they came in and took them down, that campus that they had, the tent city, so to speak. They need to do that. They need to do that, and they need to take these people and not just put them in jail. They need to fly them all in Gitmo.
Amen.
And let them and treat them as terrorists.
You see, my friend, if I understood you right, you said that Iranian people support Ayatollahs. That's negative. That's not right. Only 10% they do. And unfortunately, 90% of the Iranians themselves are the hostages of those 10 million people that they are supporting the Ayatollahs, IRGC and other ones that in charge. So please differentiate that, my friend. I know you had to say Iran, but not the whole Iranian country. They do that. Iranians, I mean, cannot even buy a piece of bread anymore, because bread during the Shah of Iran was 1 cent. 1 cent.
The Persians.
Do you know
the
how
Persian
much it is
people,
right now? $5.
Because it was Persia. It was Persia before it was Iran. And there are the Persian people, and they are treated badly. Very bad.
Right. So right now it's $5. So even nobody can buy $5 a piece of bread, you know, in Iran. So it's caused by Ayatollah's inflation. I mean, $1 before was 7 to 1. Now today is 70,000 to 1. So you see how much inflation, my friend. 7 to 1. During the Shah of Iran, God bless the Shah of Iran, but then the Ayatollahs, after 46 years in power, $1 is equal to 70,000 tuman. So you can see nobody can buy anything anymore in Iran. It's become like Zimbabwe, that their dollar is 1. And it has like 25 zeros after that. And still you cannot buy anything. You cannot buy even a loaf of bread with it.
That's what goes on in a dictatorship. Okay? The people are treated like terrible.
Exactly.
You know, Putin does it. You know, and North Korea does it.
Amen.
Okay.
China does it too.
Not
China.
In this country.
China.
Look at New York and California and Illinois, okay, and parts of different states. They're treated badly. They are. And they vote politicians in that just abuse them. Well, I don't know why they vote for them to be abused. They get suckered and they're gullible. Shit. I am serious. We need a helicopter to fly over and drop ether on them and knock them out and scoop them up and put them out on a cargo ship with no gas and leave them there. You know? That'd be a lesson learned. Leave them there.
You know, the United States is ready. What they want to do, Antifa. If you remember what Antifa was in Israel, in Jerusalem, Palestinian, they had the mother of all crashes with the Israeli troops, and many people died, injured, including Israelis as well, too. Antifa is always remembered in the world. But you see, right now, what they're using, this Palestinian, not only create the mother of all Antifa in the United States, they're using Black Lives, BLM, they're using also Antifa people, and so they're getting very strong.
What is that called? Uni-what, Joseph?
Uni-party?
No, the what they were called before SCIU, the Unison thing, I forgot. And these children are very messed up. Very. They're so indoctrinated, you know, they don't know. They believe this shit. That's how gullible and stupid they are. And their parents did not do good by their children, you know. Didn't instill in them common sense, and they should have.
Yes. And so that's right. And now National Guards actually in a state of emergency, or pretty much all over the United States. I mean, they're waiting for something horrible happening. Either starts from New York and goes to other states, maybe, or from Los Angeles or other states. You know. So we are in a very bad situation because, you know, there is no political solution also in
Israel. He cannot call
Israel.
Martial law. He won't get away with it.
No, he's not going to call martial law. He can't survive that because he declares martial law. The first person that will be taken out will be him. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
He knows it. He's too weak for it anyway.
And Mike Johnson. Those three will be violated.
They'll be gone. Yeah, but it's not gonna happen. They'll do other stuff like that, and they'll rely the Democrats
Trump
and Biden and Trump and Obama. Yeah.
Tomorrow
he's not going to do that either.
The Supreme Court is going to hear the immunity case. The Senate will come down in June, and they will find him immune. He will have immunity.
They have to because they have no choice because they can arrest the other presidents too if they don't.
Right.
So they have no choice. But the other thing that's coming down in June is the abortion. There's two abortion cases. There's a bunch of other stuff that's out there. But we need right now. We what's happened in 2020 against Trump is happening right now against Biden with these terrorists, Hamas. They're not even Palestinian, if you want to call them. They're Hamas. They chanting and they're chanting that they love Hamas. Sarah Carter interviewed some of these people. She's a reporter on Fox News. She interviewed some of these people and asked them, what does it mean from the river to the sea? And what river and what sea? They didn't know. That's number one. Number two, they did what they also interviewed them and they asked them, what about Hamas that you like and all that stuff, but they couldn't do that. And same thing happened with Laura Luma.
You know what? My question
she
should have asked them, how much are you getting paid to do this?
Because they don't even know. One person did ask them that, and I forgot who it was. And they said, "Are we getting paid?" That's the answer to that. So the point is they don't know what to do. They just follow the leader. They're like little sheep following.
Exactly.
And that's all this is. They have no idea what's going on.
They find the weak ones, and they extract them, and then they screw with their mind.
Yeah, and
right.
It's tied to the Democratic Party because people like AOC that praised them yesterday thanked all these college, the university students out there doing their thing, and she praised them, attacking them. And then you got Ilhan Omar with her daughter being arrested by the leaders.
Praising to hate Jewish people. There's something so psycho about her. It's disgusting.
And then you got, Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, in an interview yesterday, asked for the resignation of Bibi Netanyahu.
Why?
Former
Speaker, now Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi, joined Charlie Schumer and Joe Biden, all three Democrats, for the
why?
Because he's defending, he's going after the Hamas and destroying Hamas and all the people that are attacking Israel.
They are going to put actually with F-35, they go in and they are going to put an EMP, exact altitude, because they don't want to put it out of space, because then the whole Persian Gulf will be in darkness. They don't want that. They want only Ayatollahs goes to darkness, so they cannot make more atom bombs. So
right, there's stuff going on there. Yeah.
Right, F-35. Right now they got more money and more ammunition, more MOAB, model of all bombs. So basically now, actually everything was a dry run. Iran sent 300, Ayatollah sent 350 drones or missiles to Israel. But the question is, it was a dry run. They want to see how much it can damage. And the same thing, when Israelis, they sent drones to confuse the people in the nuclear facility in Isfahan. Then what happens while the people are shooting left and right, then suddenly the missile came from the back and killing out all the, the defense system, missile defense system of Ayatollah.
Israel said to tell Iran that they could reach them anytime they want, and they showed it. Right now they're starting operations in Rafah. They're going to eliminate that. So we'll see where that goes. I want to tell you, and it's point blank because we're running out of time, is that no Jew should be voting for a Democrat anytime soon, because the Democrats are not for them. They're proving it every single time. And now you got the OU and other Jewish organizations and that actually turned around and now endorsed Trump, because they know that Biden and the Democrats are not for Israel and not for the Jewish people. And you're going to see others like that working with that. And since the ICF, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, those people, they have Mike Huckabee working with them and others. So they pretty much support Trump too and the Republicans. And you're going to see the Jewish Voice Ministries and other organizations also supporting Trump and people that support Israel. They will not support people that support Islamic extremists or terrorism that want to wipe Israel off the map. And that includes most Democrats, if not all of them, because nobody, including Debbie Watts, would show such anything.
One second. I want to say that there was no flag of America in in any of the demonstrations made by a super dumb Palestinian, because they hate America. They hate Iran, and they love Ayatollahs only because Ayatollahs give them money, and weapons. We are sick and tired of that, and we hope Iranians, one day they rise up and smash this bloody system to the ground, and freedom comes rings in Iran once again. God bless you all.
We hope.
Thank you.
Okay, I'd like to thank you so much for coming on the show. We're running out of time, and I got to do some things for business. I want to thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Have a good, safe evening.
Okay, he's a regular. He comes in and stuff. I bet you he's out in the Middle East someplace calling in. That's good. We promised you wanted to play a song. This is done by John Schneider, and we need to really get involved with that. And the name of the song is "She's Worth It." And this is the new single coming out by John Schneider. So listen up.
And walk away, ignore the fires burning, live to fight another day. But I'm believing that no matter what it takes, her amber waves of grain should grow forever. It's a duty, it's a right, an obligation to stand for her and fight, for she's our nation. That's why we won't. Hell no, in this lost world, she's our hero. Freedom isn't free, it's up to you and me. Brother, I believe she's worth it. Tides are turning, we can't feel it. Bones, but now's not the time to hang it up and hunker down at home. Constitution, it isn't just a word, it's a glue that holds the whole damn thing together. Together, together we can make our country proud. Together we'll all stand out from the crowd. There's freedom in our. Key. She's worth it.
That is She's Worth It from John Schneider. His new biggest hit. You can get that on YouTube, and you can pick it up, and you can buy the album and everything on Amazon and Spotify and elsewhere. So it's very important that you take a look at it, get it, listen to it, and buy it. And you can say the truth is out there. Voice of the people sent you there. So that is big. Anything, Lou Scarlett?
I just was going to say that Scarlett Butler saying, God bless America. God bless the United States of America. I said that already. God bless Israel.
Right.
I must be talking. And God bless President Trump. And just to let you know, that we will carry on. You may be gagged because of that moron sitting behind that bench and his liquid-headed daughter and the idiot brag. But we are your voice, sir. We're letting you know we will stand toe-to-toe with these pricks. We will not let them shit on you. We are speaking out. We're letting everybody know what pieces of shit they are and how they're giving you the crap. But come tomorrow is the immunity case, and you will be heard, and they will find for you. This is Scarlett Butler saying bye. Be back on Sunday. You never know what goes on. Maybe the idiot will do something else stupid. Good night. Bye.
Also, just breaking a little bit ago, poll shows Trump up 5 in Arizona. A few hours later, massive indictment against Trump, including the leader of the largest get-out-the-vote ballot chasing operation in the country. They need to cheat to even make this election close. Don't give in. Keep pushing onward. We're getting out. It doesn't matter what they try to do. Lara Trump and the RNC is out there. Scott Presley's out there, Charlie Kirk, and they're out there. Yours too, the truth is out there, Voice of the People, Media Network, we're out there. Scarlett and I and others are out there, and we're going to continue to work, and we're going to do things, and we're going to win this stuff. Not just Trump, but every Make America Great candidate, America First candidate will win the election. And remember, if you're Jewish, if you're Christian, if you're Hispanic, if you're black, if you're white, if you anything, and you support the Constitution, you support your freedoms, and you support your religious beliefs, you have to vote Republican. You cannot vote for a Democrat ever again, any which way, anyhow. And that's important. And like Scarlett said, we won't back down. And that's something we're going to play that, and then we're going to close up the show with our normal theme. So hold on.
Turn.
we will never back down. If Trump gets gagged, that's fine. We will be able to take up the slack, all of us around, and we'll be able to get the message out from his attorneys to the broadcasters that we support. Watch RSPN, Newsmax, The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People Media Network, and elsewhere. Charlie Kirk from Turning Point USA. There was a lot of different people you could listen to us and stuff. Again, don't forget, tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, the Supreme Court, SCOTUS, we'll, on the immunity case, we'll get that done, and there's a bunch of other stuff happening, what's going on in Arizona, what's going on in Michigan. They're trying to try and disrupt the system, but we have enough people on the ground now around the country to prevent the steal. We're arresting them as we speak. RNC has announced that they're going to be the ones counting the ballots. And we have millions of people working in conjunction with that to protect the vote. And if they try to interfere, they'll be arrested. They resist, they'll be eliminated. No more games. This country's life depends on what goes on in November. We're going to get out there and we're going to win this stuff. And the Communist Party, the Democrats for the Communists, the anti-Semitic people, there shouldn't be any Jew, any Catholic, any minority of any kind supporting a Democrat anytime soon. They're not for you. They're not for the Constitution and they're not for this country. Remember that. And all you have to do is just go shopping. I want to thank everybody in the chat room. I want to thank everyone that was on the phone today. Scarlett, the gentleman that called from the Middle East, and people like Joseph Gibson and Mark Kamel and others in the chat room. I want to thank you. See you all on Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And thank you again, and have a great evening. See you during the week on Sunday. In the meantime, check out our podcast. Thank you again, and good night.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.